You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The International Monetary Fund has approved a $12 billion loan for Egypt over the next 3 years to help the country out of its deep economic crisis, despite concerns for human rights abuses and discrimination against Christians. Stephen Boss reports.
The International Monetary Fund said Egypt had met its strict conditions to receive $2.75 billion immediately, with the rest subject to its economic performance and further reforms. In a statement, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said the $12 billion bailout was aimed at addressing long-standing challenges. Egypt has faced high unemployment and a budget deficit of 12% of gross domestic product, and the country failed to attract foreign investment since the political turmoil in 2011 and what became known as the Arab Spring, which saw former President Hosni Mubarak overthrown. Yet IMF support comes with a price. The government was forced to introduce austerity measures such as lifting fuel subsidies, which resulted in fuel price hikes of nearly 50%, sparking protests. A decision to allow the free flotation of the Egyptian pound also contributed to the highest inflation since 2009. But Richard Banks, a consulting editor of the Euromoney publication, says the IMF loan could improve the situation.
I think that it will enable the central bank and the government to effect a resolution of the currency issue within, say, 3 to 6 months.
That's a long time for residents such as Antar Ahmed.
Right, people are fed up. The end is near. I have 5 children. I can't get subsidies. We can't buy medicine, fuel and food and everything. How can we afford anything?
IMF support for Egypt comes despite international concerns about reported human rights abuses, including towards minority Christians, with restrictions over the construction and renovation of churches, anti-Christian violence, and ongoing kidnappings of Christian girls and women. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.